Back here on Downtown for this Tuesday afternoon, we're joined at the G&M Family Market phone line by UFC fighter Ryan Bader to talk about UFC 196 and UFC in general, courtesy of Juby Energy Drinks. Ryan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
Doing very well in a huge, crazy weekend, UFC 196 pay-per-view. Let's first start and talk about Miesha Tate, the Holly Holm fight. Were you surprised in the way Tate was able to take down Holly Holm and also knock her out in that fight?
I was surprised that, yeah, at the end of that fight when, you know, she was losing on the scorecards. You know, I saw the scorecards, and she was able to take her down and put on a rear naked choke and tap her out, you know. And so what's impressive about that is anybody who's ever been in a mixed martial arts fight is you are gassed, your muscles are blown up, and you're tired. And to be able to take her down, let alone get behind her, take her back, and throw on a rear naked choke and squeeze until she, you know, she basically went out. You know, that's a huge feat, you know, and that's somebody who's determined to go out there and get that belt. So that was a very cool fight to see, and see Miesha Tate's determination.
Now, there's some debate online about, with the UFC circles, basically, about whether it's better to be put to sleep and be knocked unconscious via the submission or to submit. What side of the line do you fall on?
Well, I mean, as far as a choke, it's weird, you know. Being choked and put unconscious is definitely better than being knocked out, you know, because it's your brain shutting off when you're getting knocked out. When you're getting choked, you're just choking off that blood supply, you know. It's not going to hurt you too much. You know, it all depends in that moment. You know, there's times in the room here in jiu-jitsu and whatnot, and you're going, and somebody has you choked, you can get out of it, and all of a sudden you wake up, and you're like, well, that didn't work out, you know. And in a fight, you know, sometimes it's a natural reaction. When you're getting strangled, you know, to tap, there's no way out of it. You're going to fight. But, you know, when it's real tight, the thing is, you go out, and you have a longer suspension, too. So it's a weird thing. A lot of people say, oh, don't tap the chokes, you just go out. There's other factors that kind of are in there other than just pride.
UFC 196, of course, with the main event, Conor McGregor taking on Nate Diaz. Do you feel like the move up, just not one weight class, but two for Conor McGregor, really did him in against a much more physical Diaz?
Yeah, I mean, he put out a lot of weight. He put on a lot of muscle. If you're not used to carrying that around, and let alone fighting in a five-round fight with it, it's going to kind of be to your detriment, I believe, you know. But he was winning that fight up to the point where he got rocked and ended up getting, you know, getting submitted. So, you know, McGregor, he went up there, went up two weights. Nobody else will do that. So, you know, I like watching him, even though he's cocky and he talks about money too much and this and that, he goes out there and gets it done, you know, and he's entertaining and he brings a lot of fight fans and eyeballs to the sport. I applaud him on that. You know, I do think he said it himself, he didn't use his energy efficiently, or as efficient as Nate did. You know, and so, it has to be a factor. When you used to fight at 145 and now you're fighting at 170 and you have a different body, you know, muscles are going to eat up all that oxygen. You're going to get tired. It's going to be harder to, you know, keep your hands up. It's going to be harder to move your head. You're going to be more flat-footed, and so I definitely think that had something to do with it.
Where do you think Conor goes for his next fight, Brian?
I think he goes back down to 145 and defends his belt. And if he defends it, then I think he makes a play that he's going back up to, you know, 155 and trying to get that belt. You know, so the thing is, you know, if he goes out there and loses again and loses that belt, you know, then it's going to be a little different, but there's no shame in going up two weights and losing. You know, he still has the belt at 145. It is what it is. Yeah, you know, a lot of people want to see him lose, but in this sport, everybody loses. It's a crazy sport. You're in it long enough, you're going to lose.
We're talking with UFC fighter Ryan Bader, courtesy of Juby Energy Drinks, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But UFC 197 right around the corner, John Jones returning to the octagon to face Daniel Cormier. You know those two fighters very well. How do you think, a little ways out for an early preview, that bout's going to go?
Yeah, here's the thing with that. You know, John Jones is a freak. He's one of the greatest fighters of all time, and we've seen that time and time again. He's never technically really lost. You know, he has the DQ, you know, fight on him that's technically a loss, but, you know, we haven't seen him be defeated in the octagon. You know, so he's coming back. You know, he put on a lot of muscle himself. He has kind of a different body. you know, but he's great. You know, he's had a lot of time off, though. On DC's end, you know, since when they fought last, that was DC's first title shot, you know, and a lot of anxiety and different things go through your head when you have a opportunity like that. But he's been through it three different times now. He went and beat Anthony Johnson. Then he went through a five-round war with Gustafson. You know, so he's been there and done that. He's been through those grueling five-round fights. He's been in championship rounds. You know, he's been in three different title fights. So I think a lot of that stuff that's in your head at the beginning is gone now for him. He definitely wants to go out there and beat John Jones. So it's one of those things where, you know, Jones is, like I said, a freak, one of the best of all time. But at the same time, so is Cormier, and he wants it bad. He does not like John Jones. They don't like each other. So it's just one of those fights where you just kind of want to sit back and watch. I can't really predict that one.
Now, what's next for you in your career in MMA? Is there an opponent that you have in mind that you'd like to face for your next fight?
There's no real opponent in mind. You know, for me, I just want to go out there and just have fun again. Go out there and just leave it all out on the line you know, be exciting and have fun with it. You know, and so that's where I'm kind of at. You know, my last fight, I feel like I didn't show up. I didn't perform. I felt like I didn't even get the fight. You know, no excuses. I went out there and lost. You know, it is what it is. Had a five-fight win streak, and then I felt like I just, you know, didn't show up, you know, for my job on that night. You're going to have those. The thing is, in MMA, you don't get to have it next week, like a basketball game or football. You know, you don't get to play somebody the next week. You got to wait, and you got to wait till 6 months plus, and it eats at you, but you just got to learn from it, come back stronger, and I've been here before, so and I came back, and I'm going to do this again.
Now, Ryan, this Juby energy drink looks great. Can you tell a little bit more about the product and how it helps the body and mind, in your opinion?
Yeah, so it's not necessarily an energy drink. It just helps with focus. It does give you energy, though, but it's more of a stress relief. It helps with anxiety. And when we, you know, I don't want to be one of those guys in the MMA world that when I was done fighting, I had to start over and think of something else and what I wanted to do. So I have a gym here, you know, and we started this new business, and it's been fun, you know, and we formulated and got our different, you know, different ingredients, and we found one in particular that they used to give it to the Russian astronauts when they went into outer space to allow them to think clearly, but to take away their anxiety of being in outer space. And so we were wondering if we could put it in a liquid. We could, and then we just formulated our other stuff like 5-HTP, theanine, a little caffeine, and came out, and it came out awesome, better than expected. It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel focused, dialed in, but taking away your stress. And so we got that rolling. We've had product for 2 months now. We got into a ton of Circle K's across the U.S., a ton of different convenience stores. And so it's cool to see something that was a idea come to fruition and now is rolling as a legitimate business.
Oh, it sounds great. If I wanted more information or to order online, how would I go about that, Ryan?
So just go on tryjubi.com, T-R-Y-J-U-B-I, and you can get all the info there. We got a couple hundred thousand bottles coming in a week now. We sold out of our first one. We got more coming, and we're almost sold out of this one too. So, you know, we have, you know, probably 100 or so bottles left, but we got a couple hundred thousand coming the next week. And so it's been great. People have been loving it. So I suggest you just try one. I guarantee you'll come back for more and just it puts you in a good mood and puts you in a good spot. And so you still dialed in, whether you're working or whether you're working out, whether whatever it is, or just dealing with your kids. You know, it's definitely a unique product.
That's tryjubi.com, tryjubi. Thank you very much, Ryan. Really appreciate the time, and we really appreciate you breaking down the UFC with us here on the program.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.